Exclusive USCIS Director Joe Edlow says Biden plan was mass amnesty to change demographics of America. By John Binder on August 13, 2025. United States Citizenship and Immigration Services. USCIS Director Joseph Edlow tells Breitbart News in an exclusive interview that former President Joe Biden's long-term plan for immigration policy was a mass amnesty for illegal aliens in the hopes of drastically shifting the nation's demographics, likely in favor of Democrat political power. Most recently, as Breitbart News reported, President Donald Trump's administration has started ending a so-called quiet amnesty loophole called administrative closure, whereby immigration courts were instructed to dismiss deportation cases or close deportation cases for illegal aliens rather than adjudicating their asylum claims, used by the Biden administration. The Trump administration is now reopening those closed cases to adjudicate whether such illegal aliens ought to be in the U.S. In an exclusive interview, Edlow said the federal government must return to limiting administrative closure. It was a Jeff Sessions-certified opinion in Castro-Tum that really made the case for why administrative closure should be limited, Edlow said. Former Attorney General Merrick Garland came in and stripped that away as quickly as possible to use it as a major basis, and I think we've seen that happen time and time again. If you look at how the courts were being administered, how ICE was being kind of cut off at the knees, in terms of their role in the immigration court, it was pretty clear to me that the only interest was to either close cases where there was no eligibility, or get cases granted as quickly as possible, he continued. The goal of the Biden administration, Edlow suggested, was to put as much pressure on the immigration system to push an amnesty for millions of illegal aliens, thus permanently changing the nation's demographics electorally. Anything the Biden administration could do to get a bigger foothold from an illegal population in this country, they were going to do, Edlow said. I mean, their long-term plan, I think we have to assume, was to grant some sort of mass amnesty, make them all citizens, and then spread them out to try to change demographics elsewhere throughout the country. But luckily, in those cases, we know who everybody is. And the Trump administration and this department under Secretary Noem's leadership has done incredible amounts of work to stem the tide of illegal immigration and to now really take true enforcement action, Edlow said. For years, research has consistently shown that the larger a region's foreign-born population, the more likely that region is to vote for Democrats over Republicans. Most significantly, in the 2024 election, surveys of foreign-born voters, those are legal immigrants who eventually secured naturalized American citizenship, found overwhelming support for failed Democrat presidential candidate Kamala Harris over Trump. A survey from the National Partnership for New Americans showed that 55% of naturalized citizen voters said they would definitely vote for Harris compared to just 41% who said the same about Trump. By November 2023, the Biden administration had surged naturalization so much that naturalized citizen voters would account for about 1 in 10 eligible voters in the 2024 election, giving enormous electoral power to Americans who were born outside the U.S. In 2019, The Atlantic's Ronald Brownstein found that nearly 90% of House congressional districts with a foreign-born population above the national average are won by Democrats. This means every congressional district with a foreign-born population exceeding 15.5% has a 90% chance of electing Democrats and only a 10% chance of electing Republicans. The Washington Post, The New York Times, The Atlantic, Axios, The Los Angeles Times, and The Wall Street Journal have all admitted that rapid demographic shifts spurred by mass immigration are tilting the nation toward a permanent Democrat political majority. The single biggest threat to Republicans' long-term viability is demographics, Axios reported in 2019. The numbers simply do not lie, there's not a single demographic megatrend that favors Republicans. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.